Praise God. You're listening to Kingdom Concepts, Internet and Radio Broadcast Ministry. Praise God. You can follow the broadcast on iTunes. Just go to iTunes and search Kingdom Ministries Internet and Radio Broadcast with Brother Keith Fields. Hallelujah. You can also listen to the broadcast on the internet at kingdomministries1.podomatic.com. And while you're on the internet, why don't you visit the Kingdom Concepts Internet and Radio Ministry Broadcast Facebook page. Yes, hallelujah. You can stop by Podomatic or Facebook and you can drop us a line. You can interact. You can leave your comments about the programs and give me a shout out and I'll be glad to answer you. Let us know if you're listening. Let us know that you're being blessed on Podomatic or on Facebook. And while you're on Facebook, why don't you stop by the Kingdom Ministries Facebook page? And we have notes on there that you can read and you can respond to and interact. And you can see what Kingdom Ministries is up to and keep in touch with us. And if you're blessed by what we're doing and you see anything that you'd like to get involved with, just contact us and let us know. And if the Lord is leading you, feel free to send us a gift or help out with the ministry. Amen. Hallelujah. For our goal is to publish the gospel into all of the world, to show the love of Christ, and to be a positive force in our communities in the name of Christ. So drop us a line and let us know that you're listening, and we'll be blessed to hear from you. Amen. Hallelujah. Remember, you can find us on iTunes. You can find us at kingdomministry1.podomatic.com. You can find us on Kingdom Concepts Internet and Radio Broadcast Ministry Facebook page. Hallelujah. And on the Kingdom Ministries Facebook page. And of course, Love Radio 1540 AM in Syracuse, New York, on Thursdays and Fridays. Hallelujah. Call the station and let us know that you're listening. Amen. I thank the Lord for you, and may a special blessing of protection and favor rest upon you all. Amen. Hallelujah. And for those who don't know the Lord, hallelujah, may you find a saving relationship with the Lord. May you find revelation of who Christ is and his purpose for your life. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Heavenly Father, thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for the marvelous work that you have done in your Son, Jesus Christ. Oh, Holy One, thank you for your love. Thank you for providing a way for the lost. Thank you, Lord God, for the table, the feast that you have prepared for those who love you. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we have talked about why the Lord lived a holy life, and died on the cross and rose again. Hallelujah. And as the scripture said, we're in John chapter 3, verse 3. I'm sorry, in John chapter 3, verse 16. And the scripture says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life." Glory be to God. Amen. Verse 17, "For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God." Hallelujah. We talked about Nicodemus, who was a Pharisee, who was a ruler of the Jews, who was a man of a great understanding and education and great rank amongst the people. And he was asking Jesus about this whole phenomenon of becoming a part of the kingdom of God, this whole thing of being born again. And Jesus was explaining to Nicodemus about being born again. And Nicodemus was trying to relate what Jesus was saying to his worldly understanding. He was trying to look at what Jesus was saying through the filter of his earthly mind. And Jesus was speaking to Nicodemus of spiritual things. And Nicodemus was having a hard time receiving them. It's the same thing with us, isn't it? Our minds can and hearts can become so full of worldly things that we can't receive the spiritual things that the Lord is trying to give us. It is so easy to get caught up in the emotion and to get caught up in the glamour and the pride of learning and the the glamour of knowing and to get swept away with the emotion of the people putting you in a high rank or separating you and putting you in a place of esteem. Maybe it's just getting full of ourselves, getting preoccupied with basic things, our basic nature, our wants, our desires, our pleasures. It's so easy to get filled up, to get anchored and planted firmly in the earthly things. You know, I heard a pastor say, he was talking about a saying where people say that a person is so heavenly minded that they're no earthly good. Well, he turned it around and he said some people are so earthly minded that they're no heavenly good. Kudos, Pastor. Good one. And it's so easy to get into that mode. The scripture says to seek first the kingdom of heaven and all of its righteousness, and all else will be added unto you. One day of God's favor is worth a lifetime of labor. So if we're seeking to live lives that are pleasing to God, and we're putting God first, and that is our orientation and our inclination to please God and to serve God, then we're putting ourselves in line for that favor. Hallelujah. But as we get to the place that we're laboring so hard for ourselves, that we could work a lifetime and go in the opposite direction and miss that favor of God. And in case you hadn't heard, or in case you don't know, the favor of God is the most valuable commodity there is. Hallelujah. The favor of God is the most valuable commodity there is. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. It's worth more than gold. It's worth more than oil. It's worth more than drugs. It's worth more than Federal Reserve notes, stocks, bonds. The favor of God is the most valuable commodity there is. Are you looking for an investment strategy? Hallelujah. Invest your heart, your mind, your soul, your strength into gaining the knowledge of the Lord and a intimate relationship with Him that is pleasing in God's sight. The scripture says, what profiteth a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus said, make friends with the mammon of unrighteousness, so that when you fail, it will lead you into everlasting habitations. The mammon, money, things. Jesus said, make friends with it. In other words, use it to your advantage. Make it work for you. Have a right relationship with it. Don't let it put you into subjection and become your master. Because let the Lord be your master. And then these things, you use them to create an eternal place for you in heaven. They won't create an eternal place for you in heaven. It's the relationship with Christ that does it. But if your heart is in the wrong place and you have a wrong relationship with them, which is in many cases idolatry, to where you're making your things God in your life and you're giving your things the worship, in other words, the attention, the time, the focus that you should be giving the Lord, that is the wrong relationship to them. But when you have the right relationship to the things that you have and a right relationship with the Lord, you won't fall into an idolatrous situation. What is more likely to happen is that the Lord is more likely to speak to your spirit and have you use those things that He has given you, the life, the energy, the power, the mind to be able to obtain through His spirit and being led by Him. You will more than likely use those things to glorify Him and to further build His kingdom. Hallelujah. And we will be judged for our works, good or bad. And when you stand before the Lord and you're being judged for your works, and He's looking back and He sees that you've used the things that you have, that He has given you the ability to obtain, whether you want to accept it or not. When you are being judged and He's looking and He's saying that you have used those things to glorify Him, you receive a crown that you can lay at His feet. That is different than being judged for loving your things more than God. How, some people might say, well, God, how did God give me the ability to do these things? Well, who created the brain? Who created the energy, the life force that allows you to be able to do things? Who put that creativity inside of us? If you don't think God did it, find the patent. Because anything that valuable, you know somebody will have a patent on it. Hallelujah. So, God sent his son into the world so that those who believe in him might be saved. Saved from what? Saved from condemnation. Saved from what? Saved from themselves. From their unfruitful works. Saved from the darkness. Saved from the sin. Well, how did Jesus do that? Through his death, his resurrection. Through his perfect life. Through one man, sin entered into the world. That was Adam. And through one man, perfect life, sin was defeated. So what happened? God is a righteous God, and he is a righteous judge, and he is holy. And he has set his law up in the world and in the heavens. And when man sinned, he had to pay the debt for that sin, which is death. So that is man's judgment for transgressing against God's law. And none of us are perfect, and we all sin. We all have to answer for it, unless we accept Jesus Christ. Why is that? Because Jesus Christ fulfilled the law. How? Because Jesus Christ lived as a man with no sin. But yet and still, he paid the price for sin, which was death. He died even though he had not sinned. So he paid a price that he didn't know. But what happened? He rose again. He lives. He was sent by God to die for those sins of the world. Because part of God's law was, is without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. So all through the times up unto Jesus, man had to sacrifice, blood had to be shed. And it was by animals that men would sacrifice animals, and the blood was sprinkled on the people. The blood was shed of the animals to roll back the sins of the people. But the people sinned, and they'd have to come back with more sacrifices. So God, in order to put that to an end, sent Jesus Christ, who was the Word of God in the flesh, perfect, lived perfectly on life, and he died. He was the sacrifice for the sins of mankind. He was the sacrifice of God for man. And so perfect and so holy was this sacrifice because it came from God. It was the opportunity for man to be forgiven for sins because God loved the world. So he sent Jesus Christ, his son, who was the God-man born of Mary, born of a virgin, who lived perfectly and shed his blood, died, but he didn't stay in the grave. He rose again, and he's sitting at the right hand of the Father in power and in glory. He is living, and he will return again, and he will judge the living and the dead. And the only answer that we'll have is whether we accepted the price that Jesus Christ paid for our sins. If we accepted the sacrifice that God provided for our sins, which is in Jesus Christ. That's just the beginning. And a lot of things can't even be known or perceived when we're in the flesh. Just as Nicodemus came to Jesus and asked Jesus, what is it? What is this thing being born again? What is this thing about being saved? What is this spirit thing that you're talking about? And Jesus told him that you have to be born again. Jesus spoke to him and Jesus revealed to him the keys to the kingdom of heaven. So if you don't know the Lord, ask him to reveal himself to you. Ask him to come and pull you out of that darkness, that inability to see and understand the things of God. Ask him to come into your life and reveal himself to you and to bring you into these things of God that is impossible to see or to understand. And he will answer you just like he answered Nicodemus. Because he has already laid his life down for you and he's waiting for you to come to him. And there is so much more that only you can know through a relationship with Jesus Christ. Only you can find out about what the Lord has prepared for you. Come taste and see that the Lord, he is good. Hallelujah. And if you already know the Lord, draw closer. Draw closer. You have been listening to Kingdom Concepts. Don't forget to visit us on iTunes at kingdomministries1.podomatic.com. Come by, visit us on Facebook, Kingdom Concepts and Kingdom Ministries.